Chapter 23. He who is wounded in the testicles, or has his private member cut off, shall not enter into the assembly of the Lord. A bastard shall not enter into the assembly of the Lord, even to the tenth generation shall none of his enter into the assembly of the Lord. An Ammonite or a Moabite shall not enter into the assembly of the Lord, even to the tenth generation shall none belonging to them enter into the assembly of the Lord forever. Because they didn't meet you with bread and with water in the way, when you came forth out of Egypt, and because they hired against you Balaam the son of Beor from Pethor of Mesopotamia to curse you. Nevertheless, the Lord your God wouldn't listen to Balaam, but the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing to you, because the Lord your God loved you. You shall not seek their peace nor their prosperity all your days forever. You shall not abhor an Edomite, for he is your brother. You shall not abhor an Egyptian, because you lived as a foreigner in his land. The children of the third generation who are born to them shall enter into the assembly of the Lord. When you go forth to camp against your enemies, then you shall keep yourself from every evil thing. If there be any among you who is not clean by reason of what happens to him in the night, then he shall go abroad out of the camp. He shall not come within the camp, but it shall be when evening comes, he shall bathe himself in water, and when the sun is down, he shall come within the camp. You shall have a place also outside of the camp, where you shall go forth abroad, and you shall have a paddle among your weapons, and it shall be when you sit down abroad, you shall dig with it, and shall turn back and cover that which comes out from you. For the Lord your God walks in the midst of your camp to deliver you, and to give up your enemies before you. Therefore shall your camp be holy, that he may not see an unclean thing in you, and turn away from you. You shall not deliver to his master a servant who has escaped from his master to you. He shall dwell with you, in the midst of you, in the place which he shall choose within one of your gates, where it pleases him best. You shall not oppress him. There shall be no prostitute of the daughters of Israel, neither shall there be a sodomite of the sons of Israel. You shall not bring the hire of a prostitute, or the wages of a dog into the house of the Lord your God for any vow, for even both of these are an abomination to the Lord your God. You shall not lend on interest to your brother, interest of money, interest of food, interest of anything that is lent on interest. To a foreigner you may lend on interest, but to your brother you shall not lend on interest, that the Lord your God may bless you in all that you put your hand to, in the land where you go in to possess it. When you shall vow a vow to the Lord your God, you shall not be slack to pay it, for the Lord your God will surely require it of you, and it would be sin in you. But if you shall forbear to vow, it shall be no sin in you. That which has gone out of your lips you shall observe and do, according as you have vowed to the Lord your God, a freewill offering which you have promised with your mouth. When you come into your neighbor's vineyard, then you may eat of grapes your fill at your own pleasure, but you shall not put any in your vessel. When you come into your neighbor's standing grain, then you may pluck the ears with your hand, but you shall not move a sickle to your neighbor's standing grain.